6. Abundance just is.
Suti bisa ragai. Bisa ragai aja.
My God, when I look around, I realize I have forgotten all you give me. My heart is overflowing, and my eyes are filled with tears. This is Bengal poetry that I learned at the feet of beloved teacher Ali Akbar Khan, who is a master musician. As I sit in the wondrous open-air restaurant on the beach of Nueva Vallarta, I breathe in the fresh ocean air, the twinkling stars, and the ease my body naturally returns to in this place of gentle peace. Palm trees magically alight with the ambient glow of the restaurant. The sky glitters with sparkling diamonds God has placed so beautifully in the deep cobalt blue expanse. The ocean waves sing their gentle song, keeping rhythm to the heartbeat of Mother Earth. In the natural world, abundance just is. The palm trees don't compete with each other on which one of them is going to touch the sky first. The waves don't wonder if they could increase their rhythm or force. Abundance just is. Many of us have spent a lifetime being socialized into believing that abundance is hard to come by, challenging, or only for the lucky few whose stars have been aligned perfectly at birth. Good astrology may be helpful, but there are so much more to creating and being the master of your powerfully abundant life today, here, and now. In this present moment, we have an opportunity to replace the limiting cultural programs and actually alter, step to the side of, the astrology we were born with. Yahoo! All right. We can become like the waves and the palm trees, experiencing full access to the limitless universe. I love this song, and it encourages us to relax and let go of striving. You can relax now. Come on, open your heart. Breathe deeply now. I am with you. You are the love of my life. You are my one creation. You are eternity, and that will never change. You had a dream. You misunderstood. You thought you were separate. But now you hear my voice, and you can relax now. Come on, open your heart. Breathe deeply now. I am with you. You are the love of my life. You are my one creation. You are eternity. And that will never change. The process of abundant creation is like the cargo-bearing ocean liner. The ship is loaded with valuable goods, ready for its journey. Just like humans with all our wonderful skill sets and special gifts, if you didn't put your ship in the ocean, it wouldn't go very far. Once in the water, you still need the charts, a good navigation system, and a rudder to steer you in your direction. My dear friend Mary is married to Robert, a strong and capable sea captain. Robert is master at his craft, with nearly 100 licenses and certifications for various large ships and vessels. Without any doubt, he is qualified and completely able to steer the ship successfully to its destination. He truly loves his work. It is in grace and effortless ease that he guides his ship and contents to its destination. There may occasionally be rough waters, but he approaches his role with the confidence of a master. His lifetime of training and focus has amply prepared him to be captain of his ship. He knows where he is going. He is focused and relaxed. The job gets done. When you are willing to leave the thoughts of effort and striving behind, you live life in the flow. My Abraham friends refer to this state as that of being in the vortex. This state of mind requires only a willingness on your part to have life show up differently. Your life is divinely blessed. I'd like you to take a few minutes now and make a list of notions you have that abundance is effortful. We're actually going to give you 5 minutes. I would like you to make a list of 10 ways, you know, so I really want you to kind of do a little bit of brain searching and notice where it is that you're self-efforting. So look into that efforting place where life is full of effort. It might be in your exercise and diet routine. It might be in putting money into your bank account or paying bills. There is definitely some places that you want to just notice where you're not operating in effortless ease. So go ahead and do that now. And then take the action guide, and there's a space for you to put your name in there. I, put your name there, am willing to release these limiting concepts and date it. So just directly under what you've just written, I want you to commit to yourself that you're willing to release these limiting concepts and put the date, today's date, down. Good. All right, now create a list of effortless abundance concepts that you're going to replace the above list with. So again, we're going to give you 5 minutes, and we really want you to think through. So please think through how you're going to replace those efforting concepts that you've been living out of and what you're going to replace them with so that they can actually be released and you can replace them with this new version, which is in grace and ease.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. How was that? Pretty cool. You know, that actually is how we change DNA. We do the same thing. We look for the negatives or the things that take us down. We pull them out once we've cleared them. So we basically are erasing the negative DNA. Then we actually replace that information. You have to replace it with the positive. And we pulse gold into that DNA so it really takes the upgrade. So amazingly, it's the same thing we're doing here. All right, we're going to go into reviewing the homework that's coming up, and then we'll set you on your way. So number one, as usual, fresh list, increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list. And then right after that, you're going back into your meditation CD. You should be getting pretty good at this. And then the third thing, notes to self to chart progress. What I saw during my abundance meditation practice. What I felt. What I realized. What I generated. Note any changes or results from your mock-up meditation. And then finally, go ahead and notice any changes to yourself and that same feeling of calmer, more resolved, deserving, capable, more in love with your life. You're actually seeing things working out better. Maybe you have a different energy vibe with your friends. Maybe the people of the bank tellers and the people at the gas station are responding to you differently. Whatever you see there, go ahead and write that down. You definitely should be noticing some shifts now. All right, so that's the homework for the day, and we'll just end as we always do. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happened during this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with vitality, health, abundance, joy, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!